Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininio. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, and please check out the YouTube. Valeni Show with Rico. Subscribe if you'd be so kind. Let's give you the Ben Johnson news before we get into some questions about this weekend's game. So the Ben Johnson news is this. David, who was the report by as well, just for attribution?
That was a Raiders beat writer.
All right. So look, take it for what it's worth. You know, none of us have the answer. But momentum is building between Ben Johnson and the Raiders. Now, on surface, Rico and I will probably have the same reaction. The Raiders? Of all these jobs, I don't rate it very highly. But see, that's us putting our own beliefs on this job. Let's wind this backwards for a second. The reports about Ben Johnson and what he wants. One, everyone in the organization would need to be on the same page. Two, the organization would have to admit its faults and commit to fixing it. Three, probably wants to bring his own general manager. Well, when you look at it, the Raiders are really the only team that ticks every box. Jacksonville could provide all of that except for we're keeping Trent Baalke. Why? I have no idea. Chicago, they're keeping Ryan Poles. Apparently, there might be a little friction between Poles and Warren. I've talked about that later in the season. The Raiders fired Tom Telesco. And it was out of nowhere. Johnson would be able to assume power. Johnson would be able to bring in a front office of his choosing. Johnson, now, what do they not have? Pathway to a quarterback. But, Rico, you said this pre-show. You can move up. Look, this isn't about what I think is best for Ben Johnson. He's a grown-ass man. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do. But if there's momentum building, I do wonder if we take what the reports are about Ben Johnson and we apply those factors to the Raider job, then in that sense, not Mikey and Rico land, but in that sense, it does make sense.
Yeah, take away the silver and black and the helmet, and you just look at this as an organization. He's got all the power. That's what he wants. He will, because remember, he said the Bears had to pretty much go to the altar and confess their sins of all the things they did wrong in their history. Like, that's the first thing you got to do is admit how bad you were. He can go to the Raiders. He can start fresh. He can start all over. And yeah, I know it's the Raiders, and the Raiders do dumb things all the time.
But what if it's his regime?
Right. It's a new management and new regime. It's all him. He gets to bring in everybody that he wants. And yeah, if you want a quarterback, either A, they go after... You know, they go after it and they get a guy like Darnold or get Cousins or they move up in the draft. But here's the thing, looking at what he did with Jared Goff, I do think that whatever quarterback Ben Johnson gets, he's a smart coach. And by that, he doesn't try to put a round peg in a square hole. He just will say, hey, what do you like to do? What do you like to run? Let me design plays and an offense around you. So I think whoever he gets would flourish in his offense.
David, what do you make of it? And I don't expect Lion fans to have a big opinion because you want to keep the guy. I'm not asking you to chart out Ben Johnson's future. I know that that's not exciting. It's more that is news of the day, and I wanted to pass it along for one segment. Look, I can understand wanting to build your own thing. What I'll never be able to understand, and this is my own biases, why would I take a job that doesn't have a pathway to a quarterback? Now, we talked about this. If he doesn't like Caleb, or if he doesn't like Trevor Lawrence, that's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. So maybe he'd rather have the blank canvas than a guy making $50 million. Build the roster up, insulate it the way they did here in Detroit. And look, someone will get traded this offseason. There will be a quarterback moved that we don't think about or don't talk about, and maybe it won't be a superstar. But as you said, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. Maybe he can turn water into wine.
Yeah, because I know everybody here is like, oh, well, Goff's this great quarterback. Goff wasn't deemed to be this great quarterback at all. When he took over as the offensive coordinator, he kind of threw everything out and said, okay, Jared, what should we do here? What do you want to run? And he made Jared Goff the fact now that you chant his name. But let's not all forget how Jared Goff was basically two first-round picks. That was more valuable than the quarterback when he first came to Detroit, was the two first-round picks at the Rams game.
Yeah, he was salary fodder to match up Stafford.
So, yeah, this is one where he could take a guy just like a Justin Fields and says, you know what? I can work with this. I can turn him into something. Doesn't have to be a superstar, but I can win with him. So I don't think that the quarterback thing is – just that big of a deal. I don't think the quarterback they have on their staff. No. He's going to go out and find somebody, but I think he'll find somebody cheap and take the draft picks and try to build an O-line and try to turn this into something.
So let me offer you something that is an add-on to David's report from the Vegas Raiders. Adam Schefter has chimed in on this.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Have you seen this?
Not yet, but okay.
This is what Adam Schefter says. Quote, this is about Ben Johnson. This is in response to essentially David's news. If he takes the Raiders job, he's now going to a division where the head coaches are Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and Jim Harbaugh, and the quarterbacks are Mahomes, Bo Nix, Justin Herbert. He said in his latest episode of the Adam Schefter podcast, and you're going to a team that doesn't even have a quarterback, doesn't have a draft pick to go land a quarterback, and has to find a way to get a quarterback. So good luck with that. The Raiders have so much ground to make up right now, especially in division. That, to me, is what they have to overcome here. So, look, Adam Schefter's talking a lot like we are. But this is, again, whether it's Adam Schefter, us, we're putting our own values on this. Mm-hmm. If this is about, look, the one thing I will say, the Lions have done such an incredible job building a top-down organization. Look, what Ben Johnson essentially wants is what he has here, a single vision. Everyone understands what we're doing. He gets to have the right people in place. That might be why the Raiders, quote, are gaining momentum. It's not about what they have today. It's going to be what is he going to build this year, next year, the year after. The very same way they built it in Detroit, because you build with people. So maybe he doesn't want ready-made problems. I have no idea. I don't concern myself with what he wants.
See, that's the thing, because when I first saw this and the rumblings that he's thinking the Raiders here, that there's momentum, my first thought was, why the Raiders? Because we all look at what the Raiders are and say, oh my gosh, that's just, I mean, the organization is just in shambles right now. But what do we always say on this show? And people say it in the sports world. There's an arrogance. You have to have an arrogance when you're at this level. You're a coach or you're a player. You always believe, no, I'm going to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
If everything goes the way I want it to go, and what to your point, Mike, if he wants it this way, he wants to have the control this way, have a guy that's right there, everybody on the same page, then yeah, he's going to believe. I don't care that it's the Raiders, what you see right now, but I'm going to make them the Raiders again.
And David, we had some fun pre-show, but you do have to wonder, how involved will Tom Brady be with this Raiders team, and how much influence will Tom Brady have? And, you know, can Tom Brady be that guy that helps bring whatever pieces you need to the Raiders? Because I want to play underneath Brady, because Brady's a known winner. And you think that he's going to carry that winning into the Raiders organization. So, yeah, I look at this as something where I'm going to treat it like the Lions. For years, everybody made fun of Lions ownership, Lions management. The Lions couldn't get out their own way. You could say the same about the Raiders. Then all of a sudden, management changed. And you put in the right coach. And now they went from the laughing stock to they're the hottest ticket in the NFL. There's a pathway that Ben Johnson can see that same type of vision happening out in the desert. Yes, you're going up against, you know, some of the great quarterbacks, but that's right now. If you're playing the long game, the one you only really need to worry about is probably Bo Nix, because, you know, with Mahomes and with Herbert, you know, they're not peaking anymore. They're starting to come to the other side of the hill.
Who?
No, I'm saying not right now, Mike. I'm saying if you play the long game, Bo Nix is the only one that's a rookie.
Right, but Herbert's 26.
Right, but if you keep not winning, how long are they going to hold on to him?
He's got a horseshoe up, as you know what. Everyone loves him. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Everyone, you know what he is? He's pro Drew Aller. Everybody loves him. They already bronzed the statue of him at SoFi. You didn't see that?
No, I did not.
No, I just, look, here's the thing. Everyone knows what the real fit is. But if the Bears are dumb enough to keep Ryan Poles around or won't give Ben Johnson what he wants, I don't think they're getting Ben Johnson. So if the Raiders are willing to roll the red carpet out, maybe that's the way they can get him. It's your organization. Essentially, you're running it. Your people, you bring in heavy Detroit influence. You reclaim what you did in Detroit. You build it here. And by the way, you're in the AFC, which means no crossover. It's not interdivision. Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's all business. I don't know. But there's your report. You do what you want with it. Apparently, the Raiders have some serious momentum with Ben Johnson. I want to ask a question about the game, because I have been now told by three people the way they're watching this game, and I find it to be a tad bizarre. We're going to get into it next. David, we'll get some ticket texts as well. 97.1.